2018 halfway point reflections. As we've passed the halfway point of 2018, it is worth reviewing how capital markets have fared thus far, how our predictions from last December held up against reality, and what the second half of the year may have in store for us. Firstly, our expectation that markets would get more volatile has certainly come true. This becomes particularly obvious when comparing the H1 2018 performance of typical multi-asset portfolios with that of H1, as illustrated in the two graphs in the written copy of the Tatton Weekly. While we had not anticipated in December such a sudden correction in the first quarter, we had certainly come to expect it halfway through January after equity markets had turned exuberant. Q1 was marked by two sell-off phases, the first of which was triggered by concerns of rising inflation from overheating economic conditions. The second, just before Easter, came from the opposite concern. Investors feared that global economic growth was actually consolidating rather than overheating, and that central banks would continue to tighten monetary conditions regardless, and thus commit a policy error which could threaten economic progress more fundamentally. The second quarter saw a stellar recovery over April and May as very strong corporate earnings, profit growth rates reassured equity investors that, for the time being at least, stock markets aren't overpriced. It made stocks look more in line with long-term valuation multiples than it may have seemed at the beginning of the year. Risk assets reached new highs in June, despite the fact that, for anybody who looked more closely, it had become apparent that emerging market economies had begun to suffer under higher prices resulting from a resurgent US dollar as well as reduced demand from China. On top of this, two more concerns began to sour market sentiment: Donald Trump's trade war rhetoric and ongoing liquidity tightening as a result of a persistent global US dollar shortage, itself caused by the repatriation of overseas earnings by US multinationals in the aftermath of Trump's tax reform. While macroeconomic data reports continue to show a burgeoning US economy and the European economy stabilizing at a healthy rate of growth, stock markets came off their highs and began to trade sideways. It no longer seemed quite as certain that corporate earnings would continue to grow at their H1 rate. On the investment return side in Q2, global markets reflected the uncertainty caused by the appreciating dollar and the continued trade tensions. In local currency, 16 indices finished in positive territory and 23 negative. On a year-to-date basis, there are 15 indices in positive territory in local terms. Oil, West Texas, was the best performer, up 22.7, with China's Shanghai Composite at the other end of the leaderboard, losing 12.9%, followed closely by copper, minus 10.6, European banks, minus 9.8, and emerging market equities, minus 6.6. The US S&P 500 index, with its 2.6% total return, is ahead of most other core equity markets, while the European Stock 600 index, plus 0.1, is roughly flat. German Bunds, plus 1.6, have outperformed US Treasuries, minus 1.1 so far this year, while in credit, US high yield, plus 0.3, is the only positive return in the corporate bond world. Looking ahead to the second half of 2018, H2 2018, the ingredients are in place for further economic improvements, putting political and trade uncertainties to one side at least. We note that companies globally, particularly in Europe, continue to see strengthening cash flow generation and historically low funding costs. Furthermore, while monetary policy has tightened, overall financial conditions, driven by commercial banks' credit activity, has loosened, which is the more relevant factor for business funding. Corporates, therefore, have robust fundamentals and look to be well placed to drive further expansion. JP Morgan highlight that corporate bond yield spreads, typically an early warning signal for deteriorating economic conditions, do not currently suggest a slowdown as high yield spreads remain contained. Interestingly, JP Morgan also note that 2018 is now the second year in a row where analysts have upgraded their earnings expectations as the year progresses. As the chart in the printed document shows, these are typically downgraded gradually over the course of the year. When we look at business investment or CapEx intentions, it would seem that we are nearer the start of an investment cycle rather than closer to the end. Levels of CapEx as a percentage of depreciation expenses are at lows, currently nearer 2003 levels than 2007, the end of the last cycle. Tightening labor markets, easy credit conditions, and the improved cash flows have in the past indicated that corporate investment should expand. Against that solid corporate environment, an increasingly upbeat consumer bodes well for the consumer demand side. This is supported by some of the lowest ever unemployment rates in the US labor market and continued wage and employment rate improvements in Europe. Wage growth across much of the world is trending higher, increasing the prospect that consumer demand will continue to improve while business demand for capital goods is finally returning to previous cycles levels. Relative to our expectations back in December of last year, the second half of 2018 is looking stronger, not weaker. With growth having remained strong in the US and having stabilized across Europe, there is every reason to look more optimistically ahead to H2 2018. Unfortunately, the combination of the stress that the stronger US dollar has put on emerging market economies and the real possibility that Donald Trump's trade war negotiating gamble gets out of hand have also increased uncertainty levels for the remainder of the year. Until growth stabilizes across emerging markets and trade wars are diffused, stock market valuations are unlikely to go up in line with improving corporate profits because of fears that they may prove unsustainable. This means that for the second half of 2018, there is every reason to expect that economic conditions around the world will continue to be strong, but that investment returns may well lag the rate of progress in actual economic conditions as investors gauge what likely impact the changed monetary and trade environment may have on future corporate earnings.